Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast, heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer, every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, open the prayer line with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you for this time that we have once again to spend with you. Father, we thank you for this word that we are about to receive. Father, you said faith cometh by hearing and hearing your word. We need to hear your word, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for entering into our hearts and into our minds, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for your word restoring. We thank you for your word giving guidance. We thank you for your word resurrecting and comforting your people. And we thank you for your word giving us wisdom and instruction on what we need to do. And we ask that you would strengthen us, Father, in that, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you would come against any kind of distraction that would try to come against this line. We ask that you would drive it out and you break it up. Father, we ask that your anointing would come over this line and it will bless your people. And we thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to Full Gospel House of Prayers Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a Wednesday night prayer line service, and that number is 916-588-9688, and that's every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then on Sundays, if we're online, we are online at 1:30 p.m. on that same 916 number, and you can tune in to the entire church service live. Special prayer requests can also be written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and then our Twitter handle is GH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for December 12th. That's the second Sunday in December, December 12th. All of our in-person services will begin at 12 noon. Mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354, and we enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with our email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I have a testimony. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yes. Oh, on Sunday, we had in-person service, and you had laid hands on my daughter. On her legs, and because she had been in a ICU for a couple of weeks, and she was not able to walk. So you lay hands on her, that the Spirit of God would take over, strengthen her legs and everything. My daughter sat her down where we were sitting, a couple rows down from the pulpit. Anyhow, we were still in the pulpit, and you were laying hands on people, and she walked. She started walking right then and there. And so I just thank God because that was just a sign that let me know God is still doing a great work, not only on us, but in her. And he allowed her to walk right into there just to show us just how powerful he is right into there. So I just thank God for that. And I thank God for her full recovery and everything that he is doing for my family. Thank you.
Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor Smith.
Okay, I think I heard Maddie.
Yeah, I just want to, I'm sorry, brother. I just wanted to testify. I just thank God for, like, his goodness and mercies in my life and also for every single one of you guys on this morning. Thank you.
I think I heard Minister Jerome testify, please.
Yes, Pastor Smith, you prayed a prayer over me when I got back that God was going to bless me, and he did that thing today. When I had my rental car, my testimony, part of what happened to that rental car, the window was vandalized, it was smashed, I had to pay the deductible for, and they gave me a call back today, Enterprise, that I overpaid the deductible, and they're sending me a chunk of money back. So it didn't even cost as much as it did, so that finance is coming back to me. Pastor, you prayed that prayer yesterday, and it happened so fast. And God turned around, and also today he blessed me with another field trip. And he's just moving. He's just moving so quickly. But that prayer, it just came through. I'm just excited about it. God is just moving.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
This is Sister Tamara. I just want to thank the Lord for us being able to have in-person service and continue to celebrate Pastor's birthday on Sunday as well, and just to be able to see her and give her a hug for her birthday was a blessing. And also just the word that God put in her heart to deliver for those that were present on Sunday. If you weren't there, you missed out. It was definitely a word to prepare us for what we're going into in this season. So I just thank the Lord for that. And it was the word that I needed for my first day on tomorrow. So I thank the Lord for that.
Sister Tamara, you didn't announce about Christmas, the coat giveaway, and the person who's going to be ministering on that Sunday.
Yes, so let me add an addendum to that. Thank you. We will have Bishop Hale out of Fresno coming to bless us with a service on December 12th, and we will also be giving away the coats for our coat drive giveaway. You would have to get into touch with Sister Penny. It might not be too late to submit the name, the gender, and the size for the children to receive a coat, but time is running short. So please do that. And if you are in the Modesto area, we will be having Bishop Hale out of Fresno that will be ministering on December 12th. And if you're not in the area, definitely tune in live.
Praise God. Is there any more testimonies? If not, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this word tonight, that this word will minister to the need of the hearers. And God, I thank you that your spirit, your anointing will anoint this word to bring life to the hearers tonight in Jesus' name. Have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Isaiah 41 and 10, Hebrew 11 and 1. Again, Isaiah 41, 10, Hebrew 11 and 1. And Minister Jerome, you prayed a perfect prayer. It's about faith tonight. It's Isaiah 41:10, Hebrew 11 and 1. You can get those two books. Will you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is the word of encouragement. Faith and fear is always a fight. Anytime there's something, a move of God over your life, fear comes. It comes. Fear is a normal human emotion. But however, when fear overpower our lives, it causes things to be on hold. So there tonight, this is for those who are operating in fear. Fear and faith always, there's always a fight. It's a conflict because fear is a tool from the devil. And it's always resurfaced, and it's triggered in our lives. And so it's something we have to deal with. But we have the Word of God. And that tool that Satan used to overpower our lives and circumstances in our life, it's a tool. It's a device used by Satan to carry out a particular function. And it's called fear. And when it goes forth, it's a drive that goes into a place that block our lives. It goes into a place and works on our emotion, especially when you're going through a place where you're jobless or your bills are due, you don't have money, with your family, with health issues and all kinds of circumstances. The devil always throws that tool out. It's a device sent by Satan to function against you. It's a means of to function against us. And so this is what we're going to pray against tonight, because there are many that's facing many things, and they're walking in fear. And fear is a struggle. It's a weapon that Satan sent out against us. It's to hold us in place and to stall things, to put those situations in a sleep state, and to postpone and bring delay. It's always a fight. It's always a fight. And it's a violent spirit. It's a spirit. It's a battle. It's always conflict to assault us. And so tonight we're going to use the word of God against that spirit. It's a device. It's to function against us, in operation against us. And so many people are going through this, but we have the promises of the word of God tonight against fear, because it is of a normal human emotion. But when it overpowers, it's a hindrance. We're going to begin with Isaiah 41 and 10, please.
And it reads, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness."
This is a promise word, thanks of God. A promise word, something that God said he will do, but you got to trust him by the word of God tonight. You got to remember, faith and fear cannot live in the same house. It cannot exist in the same place. It cannot walk together. It has nothing in common. It has no agreement. It works against you. And the Spirit of God wants you to know that spirit is alive, is well. It causes battle. It causes conflict. It assaults us. It causes us to struggle. But the word of God, I'm talking about the promises of God, I want to encourage you tonight. I ask that the Spirit of God take the tiredness. I have had a busy, busy day, but I'm not too busy for the word of God, because there's some things that is moving in my life, and I have to move and do it. And the enemy comes in every way he can for any of us to send out a conflict. He comes to send out a rumble. But I want your eyes to be on the word of God tonight. There is a tool from Satan, and that tool is said to do one thing: to function, to hold you back, to stall, to put things on a shelf, to bring things in a state of where it's idle, where it's in a waiting state. But the promises of the word of God is over you tonight. If you're going through that kind of fight, it's a violent spirit from Satan. It's a weapon that Satan used. It's a battle, and it's a spirit of conflict. It's a spirit of assault against believers in this hour as never before. He's assaulting them on their jobs, bills, family, health, and everything is just extremely out of control. Prices in the grocery store, gas prices is out of control. I was talking to someone, and they have SUV. I said, "How much does it cost to fill your tank up?" And they said $83. That's almost $100. And so it's taking so much from people, bills, from their family. It's so much is going on now, and it's rapidly moving. And this is an hour that enemies is using these tools, these devices, to carry out a function. And when we're in fear, we make bad decisions. It drives us to do the wrong thing. It's a device that assaults you mentally, emotionally, spiritually and in your health. And so this is a word tonight that this is a battle going on. And the spirit of the word, a promised word, is for us tonight. He said, do not fear, I'm with you. I'm your God, let nothing fear you. I will make you strong and I will help you. I will protect you and save you. This is what the word of God says tonight concerning fear. He's letting us know tonight that that tool, that device that Satan's sending out against you tonight, that violent spirit, that spirit that wants you to struggle, that spirit of arguments in your mind, that storm in your emotion, that's causing conflict in your life, he said, do not fear. I am with you. I am your God. Let nothing cause you to fear. I will make you strong and I will help you. I will protect you and save you. God is saying no matter what is happening with you right now, things that's going through, and this spirit of fear is fighting against you because there's something that God wants you to advance in. There's something that God wants you to go forward in. And there's a clash going on, and many people like, it's a clash. It's fear and faith is clashing. They're walking side by side, but they're not in unity. It's a clash going on in many people's lives. And the spirit of fear is functioning and causing the clash, causing the struggle, causing the arguments in the battle. But this is a word of God tonight to let you know that that tool, that device that Satan has sent out against you, fighting faith, that the Lord says to you tonight, I am with you. I am your God. I'm going to make you strong. I'm going to help you. And I will protect you. This is a promised word tonight, saints of God. And I want you to believe the word of God tonight. And we're going to come together and agree what the word of God says. Hebrew 11 and 1, please.
It says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
This is saying in the word, to have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. That means anything tonight that the Spirit of God has promised you by his word and his will in your life, that means anything that God's going to cause that thing to be accomplished, that God will cause that thing to be achieved, every affair in your life, I'm talking about anything tonight, God's going to cause those circumstances to come subject to faith. Whatever affairs you're going through that the spirit of fear is fighting you tonight, God's going to cause you to move. He's going to undertake these things for you. And these circumstances shall come subject to faith. Faith is being certain of what I do not see. I believe God. That means God is behind the scene. He's working in our lives and that he's doing things that we can't see. Even though we have faith, the Spirit of God goes in and support that thing. And eventually evidence going to come out because God is working on your behalf. It's going to produce those things that we have need of. It's a gift from God. And the more struggles you go through, the more the attributes of the Holy Spirit take you over, the characteristics of the Lord take you over, because what happens? God goes into that place, and God strengthens you, and God calls those things to manifest. And the more you see manifestation and the strength of God with you in the trials, it calls you to mature in faith. Faith is developed through adversity. And so many people don't want adversity, but they want faith. It does not work. It's like oil and water. In order for faith to grow, there must be adversity. And when adversity comes, the Spirit of God goes into that place, and he strengthens you in the adversities. And what happens? You begin to trust God and believe God. And then the spirit of manifestation comes. And then the next trial you go through, because you went through a trial, you went through an attack of the enemy, and you've seen how God brought you out, the attributes of the Holy Ghost, the characteristics of the Holy Ghost, it's taking you over, and you believe in your spirit, in your heart, in your mind, that if God sustained me in that particular past incident, he will carry me through this one. That's what, but it comes through adversity. It comes through trials. And so when people talk, they have faith and there's a trial. There's going to be a testimony. Faith means going through something that does not feel good, but yet I do trust God. I believe God. That's what Penny experienced with that, those days in that ICU with that baby. If you could have seen the picture she sent me, the baby looked like a little old lady in a sick bed. She was swollen all over, her face, her head, her stomach, her hands, her arms. It was a toxic spirit over that baby. And all the Holy Spirit would say to Penny, she's coming out. Let her know she's coming out. Have faith. No matter how you're going through these attacks with this child, you're coming out. No matter what tool or what instrument the enemy is using against you, you're coming out. God gonna open the door. God gonna drive that spirit off of that baby. God's gonna fight against that violent spirit that desired to take this child out. I had to repeat the word to her. Have faith. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I had to continuously speak the word. That meant I will call her every day and let her know that just live by faith. Don't be in fear. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And if the Spirit of God shall do a great thing for you. The word got into her spirit. When the word gets into your spirit, the Spirit of God comes in and strengthens you. No matter what's going on around you, you're in a fight, but yet you know that God brought me out in time past when I was going through whatever I was going through. He's the same God. He's going to bring me out of this situation. That means your faith has matured, and you are not in a wavering state. You know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this is for you to be encouraged tonight, that the Spirit of God wants you to know, don't fear. Everything on hold, I'm going to take off. Everything is on the shelf, I'm going to take off the shelf. Everything in a waiting state, I'm going to take off a weight. Everything in a sleep, I'm going to awaken. Everything that's standing still, I'm going to move in your life. Everything that's prolonged, I'm going to take it off. In Jesus' name, God wants you to know this night that he's with you. He's going to uphold you. He's with you in the conflict. And so what am I encouraging you with tonight? Faith and fear is always a fight. When there's a move of God for you to go forward, to you, for you to advance, for some things in your life that's the will of God for you to accomplish, for you to achieve and to pursue, any circumstance, that means faith can do anything. According to the will of God tonight. And so this is a word of encouragement tonight. Because all you hear is bad reports about the economy, about disease. Families are in trouble. Things are out of control. It's a fight of faith against the enemy that's what? Speaking fear, talking fear, and decreeing fear. But this word tonight, God wants you to know, it's a fight of faith. Meaning that the Spirit of God shall come against that struggle you're going through, those battles you're going through, those things that have you in a rumble. That's what a fight is. That the Spirit of God going to uphold you. He going to strengthen you. And you're coming out blessed. You're coming out successful. You're coming out advancing. You're coming out progressing. You're going to come out achieving that thing, whatever that thing may be. The Spirit of God is going to strengthen you. He's going to enable you to come out more than a conqueror. Why? Because your faith is being developed, saints of God. You've been matured, getting matured in faith. And God going to sustain you as he did in the past. He's going to sustain you in the future. And so when I hear evil tiding about the future, I always think on the things that God said about the future. Do not fear. Don't be disencouraged, for I am with you. That's a word of encouragement from the word of God, letting us know no matter what evil tiding is spoken, no matter what evil weapon is formed, that the Spirit of God is telling you tonight, I am with you. You're in a fight, but you're not alone. I'm fighting for you. I see the conflict. I see the adversary. I see the battle you're going through. I see the storms are raging. But I'm by your side. Because what? Fear and faith is like oil and water. They can't come together. They can't set up house together. They can't live together. Why? Because the Spirit of God is against fear. He's against that tool that the enemy is sending out against God's people. He's against that device tonight. And the Spirit of God wants you to be encouraged that you're coming out more than a conqueror. That everything that God says, you have to see it as done by faith. He don't want you to fear tonight. He wants you to know that that thing shall come to pass. Have faith. Be sure. Look for it. Hope for it. Be certain that you're going to see it. That's what the word of God is saying tonight. And so it's accomplished. It's done if you can believe. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, please pray for me and my daughters.
Okay. Vanessa, I want you to believe. You have
yes,
to believe. Please believe. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you tonight. This is a word I'm acquainted with. This is a word that I know that the Spirit of God always brings. The achievement. He always moves. He always undertake our affairs. Every circumstance that's looked like a storm, a rumble, a warfare, the Spirit of God is with us in the fight. Because Satan always throw out some type of tool. He triggers something. Something always resurfaces, which bring about fear to hinder the things of God. This is real life. It is a spirit sent from the evil one. Fear is a normal human emotion. But when it overpowers our lives, it hinders progress. So in Jesus' name, I come by the authority of the name of Jesus. That the Spirit of God, your word says in Isaiah 41:10, that we are not to fear, that you're going to strengthen us and you will protect us. So I come by your authority tonight, applying your word. To have faith in God. To be sure of the things he said, that it is certain. And everything must come subject to the will of God. Father, I praise you tonight because I believe it. I don't care what type of storm. I don't care what kind of struggle. I don't care if the enemy tried to come with an argument in the mind. The mind is transformed and renewed in Jesus' name. I come in the name of Jesus, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And I bring every thought into the captivity of Jesus Christ. I thank you tonight for the saints of God, that the Spirit of God take the delay. Everything that's in a place on the shelf, take it off the shelf. Everything that's in a sleep, awake it, O Father Jesus. Everything in a waiting state, take the weight off, Holy Spirit. Everything in a holding place, God, take the hold off in Jesus' name. I thank you for the Spirit of the Word, the promises of the Word, that go forth now, God, and accomplish everything your Word says for your people, that you're their protection and you're their help, and they are not to fear. I thank you tonight, God. I begin to see, hallelujah, Talunda going to do well, God, in her training, that the Spirit of God overtake her, that the Spirit of God come against any mistakes, that the Spirit of God enhance and cause her mind, God, to be in the ability to think and to remember. I come against anything that will shatter her mind. I come against anything that will cause her not to remember. I thank you for the Spirit of God to give her a quick course and that she will not fail, that she will be successful. I pray that same prayer for Sister Cooksey and this new move and this new job. I thank you, oh God, that the Spirit of God has gone before her. I thank you, oh Father, that she's focused. I thank you, Father, she remember. I thank you the Holy Ghost will bring everything into her remembers, the things she have need of knowing. I thank you, O Father, she will pass the test, and God, she will be there in that place, God, with that particular job, God, to do what you designed her to do, that she will work full time, she will go into a place where she can accomplish and excel. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus, that in the struggle she go through, the Spirit of God get into that place and come against the conflict. Anything that will hinder her, that the Spirit of God get into that place, oh Father, and stop every argument. In Jesus' name, I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving, oh Father, for Brother Matthew, that the Spirit of God go into that place, open up doors suddenly for him, do the impossibility for him, oh God. I thank you for the Spirit of God, turn things upside down that will be against him, every document, everything that will be published against him, that the Spirit of God go in and silence those things that will work against him. I call him blessed. I call the favors of God upon his life, that the spirit of fear is not upon him, in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise and thanksgiving for Sister Vanessa, that the Spirit of God go into that place, God, where arguments is against her and her daughter, where every spirit, hallelujah, struggles working against them, that every assault is working against them, that everything that they're going through a battle in, a rumble, that the Spirit of God go into that place and stop those tools tonight in the name of Jesus. Every device that Satan has sent out, God, everything that the enemy think will function against them, I thank you, God, that those means be stopped tonight in the name of Jesus, that you block them, that you railroad them in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of the Word, hallelujah, encouraged Vanessa tonight, that she gonna be certain that the things she believed God, that she gonna see anything that she's studying faith in tonight, that she gonna see God achieve it, that she gonna see God go in that place and accomplish it, and everything that's working against her, assaulting her or her daughter, that's causing conflict, that the Spirit of God will bring it into utter confusion. Every decision bring into utter confusion. Father, I thank you for moving in Minnesota, moving in Atlanta concerning these two cases, God, these trials, oh God, that the Spirit of God will go into that place, oh Father, and vindicate the parents. Vindication. Bring vindication, God. Let the blood cry out tonight in Jesus' name. Oh God, confuse the jurors. Oh, confuse the judges. In the name of Jesus, let your justice prevail in Jesus' name. I thank you for justice from the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus to go into the courtroom, go into the juror's mind, go into the prosecutor's mind, go into the judge's mind in the name of Jesus. The spirit of mockery, God, I ask you to defend those deaths in Jesus' name. I ask it by faith tonight in the name of Jesus. I have no fear in you, God. I believe you, God, for the spirit God to bring justification and your justice in the courtroom. And God, I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving tonight that the Spirit of God is working against every weapon of weariness, every weapon of anxiety, every weapon of worry, every weapon that will make us make the bad decision in fear. The Spirit of God come against those weapons in the name of Jesus, that those things that they will want us to do, that fear of fear, will want us to do outside the will of God, making decisions that's not the will of God. Oh, the anxiety spirit, that false emotion. Father, I ask you, you will conquer it tonight with your word tonight, God. You said the perfect love casts out fear. You are the one that's in perfect love. Cast out these fears so people can make right decisions. So they won't have the weapon of anxiety or worry over them, God. And I thank you for sustaining them, God. Upholding their future, God. And the blessings of the Lord make it rich. And add no sorrows over their lives. By faith, in the name of Jesus, be blessed, saints of God. The Spirit of God is fighting against that tool, that spirit of fear, that device. The Spirit of God is not allowing it to be carried out in your life. The Spirit of God will go in that place and drive that spirit out. You must trust God by his word and believe him tonight. This God is with you, and he's not against you. He's your protection, and those things will be produced by the Holy Spirit. They shall be accomplished because God loves you with an everlasting love. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give him a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.